Hey, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be asleep by now? You're scared? You're kidding, right? Oh, you're not? Oh, I'm sorry. Here, come lay with me, Rumi. It's okay. Don't be so stubborn. Just get over here. Come in. Get comfortable. You're okay. You look awful. Have you been crying? How can I tell? Well, for starters, your face is as red as a tomato. Second, there's still some tears left on your cheeks. Look, I know it might seem scary. The loud noises, the flashes. But look at it like this. All of this is happening outside, and we're here. We're inside, cuddled up in bed, completely safe and sound. Hey, it's okay, friend. Look at me. You're fine, okay? You're safe here. Nothing bad will happen to you. I promise you that. What didn't you tell me earlier? How long have you even been going through this for? You know you could have woken me up earlier, right? If I knew you were feeling like this, shaking in fear, I would have been up hours ago making sure you were okay. Next time, please just wake me up as soon as it happens, okay? I'd hate waking up knowing you were terrified all night, and I wasn't there to help or comfort you. It is important to me. It might not seem like a big deal to you, but how would you feel waking up knowing I had a rough night and you weren't there to help me? You get upset with me too for not waking you up. Come here. You're shaking like a leaf. You don't seem too fine to me. Why are you always so stubborn? You know I will always find a way to work around it, right? Here. You're fine, okay? You're in my arms. And I won't let anything happen to you. Just take some deep breaths. Breathe in. And breathe out. Close your eye. I've got you. Just keep breathing deep, in and out, until you feel yourself calm down. Focus on the sound of my voice. You're safe now, okay? You will always be safe with me. We can just sit here and wait for it to pass. You know, sometimes it helps if you have someone to share the fear with. See? It's not so bad. I'm here for you. You made me feel better too, Rumi. Are you feeling okay? You look a bit distressed. Am I making you uncomfortable with the cuddling and all? Oh, my bad. I thought that we... Huh? You want me closer? Sure. Yeah, that's okay. Come here. Oh, bestie, you're shaking. Are you sure this is from the thunderstorm? You know you can tell me anything, right? We are best friends after all. Did something happen? Come on. I always tell you my problems. And you always do a great job at helping me. Like that one time where my ex called me a bitch and I cried to you. That was so embarrassing. But then you stood up for me and I was finally able to leave the relationship. So, let me help you with your problems too. That's what friends are for, you know? And I know you better than anyone. I can tell by your pretty face when there's something bothering you inside that head of yours. Are you embarrassed? I won't tell anyone, you know that. What if you tell me your problem, and I'll tell you one of mine, and then we can help each other? Would that make you feel better? Okay, you go first. You have a crush? No way! Oh my god, that's so exciting! You've never told me about any love interest before. I was starting to think you weren't interested in it at all. So, who is it? Do I know her? I do? Oh my god, you need to tell me now. Is it Jane? And that was my best bet. How close are you with her? Very close? Interesting. Is she pretty? She better be. You deserve the best. She's the prettiest? Wow, you're so down bad for her. Does she live close to us? She lives with you? But I'm your only roommate. Why did you never tell me about this? I wish I had known before. What do I mean? Why do you think I was going out with so many guys for so long? I was sad. I wanted to move on. You see, I wanted you so bad, but I thought you wanted nothing to do with me. In that way, at least. I was trying to get over you, but hooking up with random guys just made me crave you more and more. Of course I feel the same way, dummy. I always have. I can't believe you never told me. Well, yeah, you're right. I never told you either. You're so stupid. What? I can satisfy my craving? Do you want this too? Okay. It feels like I'm dreaming. I've been waiting for this for so long. You have no idea. You too? Well then, let's not waste any time. It tastes so good. Huh? What problem? Oh, my problem that I was gonna tell you, right? gone. Do you still want to know? Okay. My problem was that lately, no matter how many nights I went out to clubs and no matter how many guys I slept with, I never really felt satisfied, if you know what I mean. I've been feeling very unsatisfied with that aspect of my life lately. I was gonna tell you that in hopes of sparking something within you, but I guess it wasn't necessary. Can you satisfy me tonight, darling? I need it very badly. Thanks. Here, get on top of me, please. Fuck, I need it so bad. Take off my clothes. I'll take off yours. God, you're so hot. I can't believe this is happening. I need it already. Please, just give it to me. Grab my boobs and my hair. Do anything you want to me. I'm all yours, sweetie. I'm all yours. And this is all I ever needed. You inside of me. I need this every night. Fuck, that feels so good. Don't stop, please. Be as rough as you want. I'll take anything from you. Go harder, babe. Go harder. Oh. You make me feel so good.